Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good
good evening.
All right, let's try this again. Can anybody hear me? Okay. Blog Talk Radio.
I hear you.
Oh, okay, good, man. I was getting a little worried. Let me check back on Brother Cleo. All right. Thank you. I was getting a little worried because I've been having problems with Blog Talk Radio and their hosting site. And they gave me a couple of fixes for it, but this is still not fixed and everything. Okay,
wow.
Brother Cleo, are you with Cleo? Are you with me?
I am.
Okay, good. All right. So let's go ahead and get started, gentlemen. I'm sorry about the lateness of time and all that kind of stuff and technical difficulty, but it's okay. We can continue on. Again, everyone, you're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Today, look like I got Brother Elston with me, Brother Cleophas. And I'm Brother Ray. I'm not sure about Brother Tyrone. I think he's just going to try to sign in later and stuff. But let's go ahead, before we do anything else, let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Christ Jesus, we come to you that you,
yes,
Lord Jesus, might begin to prepare this broadcast, God, the way that you see fit, God, that every instrument, God, every software, God, will work the way it's supposed to be, God, because we want to just be able to spread the gospel of you, Jesus. We want to be able, God, to tell somebody just how much that you love them, just how much that you care, God. We can't do this by ourselves. Every time we try, we fail, God. So we, the brothers of this broadcast, God, those that are on the way and those that couldn't make it, God, we submit this day unto you. We submit this station unto you, God. We are about our Father's business, God. So come, Holy Spirit, come with all your might and your glory, and you set the atmosphere, God. You bring up the topics that need to be discussed, God. You bring up the scriptures, God, that will begin, God, to prick the hearts of men. You begin, God, to restore it with the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm has eaten, God. You begin, God, to bring forth love instead of hate, God. We are praying today, God, for anyone and everyone, God, that may be listening to the broadcast today, God, that a change may come place, God. We are praying, God, today, God, for deliverance and a breakthrough, God. We pray today, God, for marriage situations, God, to be restored, God, families to be restored. We are praying today, God, for healing to take place, Lord Jesus, all within the body, God, all within the body, Lord Jesus. Nobody can do it like you can, God. You got all power and authority in your hand. No one can do us like you, Jesus. No one, Lord Jesus. No matter we go to the highest heights or the deepest depths, there is none like you in all the earth, God. So we will continue to give you all the praise and the glory. We will give you a yet praise, God. Even when troubles is all around us, God, we will give you a yet praise, God. In the morning, Lord Jesus, we will give you a yet praise, God. For you are good and you are good all the time, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, God, for all that you do. We thank you for a few good men, Lord Jesus, that have decided, God, to serve you, Lord, in their daily life, in their daily walk, God. We pray for the strength of the brothers, Lord Jesus, all across, God. We pray, God, for a great awakening to take place. We pray, God, that you will open up the windows of heaven, but not only just bless us or bless us indeed, God, but allow us to seek more after you and less after our own flesh, God. Cause a great awakening to take place all throughout the world, God, in every church, Lord Jesus. We pray for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every teacher, Lord, every evangelist, every evangelist, Lord, every missionary, every deacon, the musicians, even the ushers at the door, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that an awakening may take place within your body, God. Whether it's in the building, Lord Jesus, or through Zoom or through the other different formats, God. We need you, Holy Spirit, in the day and time that we live in, God. It seems that men have become more lovers of their own things, flesh, Lord Jesus. But we know that we got you, Lord Jesus, and you have covered us in the blood to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We pray for our families, Lord Jesus, and everyone that we are connected with, God. We pray for our families, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will keep a hedge of protection all around us, God. We pray for those that go out and have to work daily, God. We pray for a hedge of protection all around them, God. We pray for every man that's out there, God, whether they be young or whether they be old. We pray today, Lord Jesus, that you will show us as men a more excellent way in you, that we will repent of anything and everything, God, that we did that was not pleasing to you. That we will turn, God, our plate down. That we will seek after you, Lord Jesus, because you love us just like that and just that much. We will forever give you all the praise and the glory. This broadcast belongs to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You are good and you are
amen.
Good all the time. God is love. He is loving. Amen. God is love and he is loving. I don't know about you brothers and stuff like that, but I needed that prayer for myself. You know, it's been
amen.
One of those
amen.
Weeks and stuff like that. And sometimes we just got to get to a place that we pray our way through, man. You know, we pray and
amen.
Praise. Praise and pray and worship and do those things. Amen. We do those things. So again, everyone, you're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. I got Brother Elston with me and Brother Cleophas and my Brother Ray I think Brother Tyrone still be joining us. I'm not sure, but we're going to continue to move on. So, brothers, I want to just go ahead and greet you guys and say thank you for joining, about being with us today and everything. And just let me know what's going on with you. Just talk to me just for a little bit. Amen.
Amen. So I guess I'm going first then, because I don't hear nobody
yes,
else
sir.
Talking. Okay. praise the Lord, everybody, everybody. Praise the Lord. God is good and greatly to
praise.
Be praised. What a mighty God that we serve. I just overwhelmed by his grace and mercy, and in spite of me, that he still uses me as a vessel, and that's the best feeling in the world, is to be used by God. I don't care what drug you may have taken. I don't care what alcohol you may have drunk. But the best feeling in the whole wide world is to be used by the Most High God. I was just kind of reflecting when Ray was praying and just thinking about how God has me in the ministry to minister out of or beyond these walls, which is awesome. Last week, a church was invited to have service at the Furlough Cheesecake store at the National Harbor, and that was it was awesome. But I was requested that it would be done once a month. So actually come back and do it once a month. So I don't know all the particulars at this time, but yes, and the residents there would love to have service there at least once a month. And that's kind of awesome when I've been looking for a place to have, you know, service since we've been doing on Zoom and just trying to figure out, just ask God, when do you want us to, you know, open back up and stuff, and just the opportunity to do that, to have that there is awesome. So, and, you know, in spite of me, in spite of my downfalls, you know, sometimes we just need to be a willing vessel, you know, and that's what God's looking for. He's just looking for a willing vessel. So, so that's where I am. We're still plugging in the Word every Sunday, and God's just sharing revelation, knowledge of his Word to us, and I'm just excited, because I'm not that smart for him to share that with me, and he does. So I can't say it's me. I say to God be the glory, because it's definitely not me.
Definitely
not me.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, I'm truly happy for you, Brother Elson.
Thank you.
You're right, man.
Amen.
God has a work yet to do in you, and his word says that he'll complete it. And I know that I've never met you personally. Been doing this show for a little over a year, almost going on 2 years, I think, and I found you to be a genuine brother, man. And, I know that you take this serious, and you take your calling seriously, and the people that will come in contact with you that God will put in front of you, and they're going to be blessed beyond measure because of your heart towards your God and your heart towards people. So I'm super excited for you, for your congregation, for the people that you haven't even met yet, that will be coming across your path and that God's sending your way. I declare and decree, man, that people are going to come from the north, the south, the east, and the west to sit at your feet, to hear the word that God's put in your belly and in your mouth to deliver unto them. I know it's some awesome things that get on the table for you and beyond your wildest dreams. You know, don't ever talk your blessings down. Never talk down what can't be, because all things are possible with God. You believe it and you receive it. Amen.
Thank you for the word. I receive that as a word. I receive every bit of that. Thank you.
Amen.
You're welcome, sir.
Amen.
You know, there's a Brother Ravi and I, we talked briefly earlier last month. I'm excited about some things. I really can't go into detail right this moment, but I'm really excited about some things that God is putting me in the path of, setting me in doing the assignment that He's given unto me to do. And I've just made a decision to get out of my own way, man, and let God use me for His glory. I'm set for whatever He has planned for me. I'm set for whatever comes out of it. I just do His will. I'm ready to make some moves. I'm doing some things as He gives me instruction, and I can reveal it more. I'm definitely keeping your brothers in the loop. And I asked that you guys would keep me lifted in prayer, man, that my ears would be open and my heart to be open to receive what the Lord says, and that I will, go into it without any trepidation, any fear, any idea of anything, because God gives you a vision and you step into it. It's His responsibility to provide the provision for the vision that He's given. I just want to make sure that I stay I keep my own flesh out of the way and just allow what God has set in motion for me to manifest.
Amen. 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 Wow, that's awesome, brothers. I want to also just do my little part. You know, so much is going on within the community and in the world, but we still know that God is on the throne, And yeah. I have to remind myself daily that this is a spiritual warfare we're in, okay? And we're stronger than we think, and we're able to accomplish much more than we think because of the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, okay? So my thing is this, for those that don't know, I do work part-time, and of course the broadcast, and I sell life insurance, and God knows everything else, man, that I'm trying to do. But I want to be able to give more like you, Reverend Aston, I thank you for your testimony, back into the ministry. So we do have a new broadcast that's about to get started. I think it's supposed to get started this month, but if not, it'll probably be next month. So God is doing some different things. He's opened up some other doors for us, not to be seen or heard, but to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, to spread the gospel of Jesus. Because I'm excited for you, brothers. Brother Alston, man, that does my heart joy to see the doors that's being opened. Because to me, when I was at the tree, man, you was one of the best teachers there. I love to hear you speak. I love your humor. I love your delivery. So I'm excited for you, bro. I'm excited for you, Brother Cleophas, the plans that God has for both of you and everything, because the whole idea of what we do is to spread the gospel, to show love, to show a more excellent way. Because people are hungry, man. People are hungry. I mean, I talk to sometimes I talk to people from different parts of the world on the internet, and they are hungry. they are hungry for the gospel because there's so much garbage that's out there that's being taught, and it's not being taught to trick people, but it's being taught because there's a lack of wisdom. Spiritual wisdom and knowledge. So there's a hunger out there to know the God for the truth. Even in these times that things are just completely, the world is turned upside down in craziness. Even in these last days, God is still speaking. I find myself finding different miracles that don't get talked about on social media or even on the broadcast. That God is still blessing. He is still saving. I mean, somebody need to hear that today. God is still saving. He is still blessing. He's still delivering. He's still healing. In spite of what you may hear, God is still on the throne. Amen. God is still on the throne.
Amen.
Amen. So that's my story. Let me see this brother. I think I lost somebody. I must have lost Brother Austin. But that's my thing, man. God is still. I think Brother Cleo was when we talked earlier when I sent a message out, because I really didn't have anything in particular to talk about. But you said one of the things that you mentioned, let's talk about God's love, you know. Let's continue to talk about
Amen.
God's love and his grace and his mercy and the things. Because for me, when I look back over my life, you know, and I look where I have came from, the different trials and tribulation, separation, divorce, whatever you want. When I look back through all of the stroke, the hard things, I can truly say that I have a testimony that God has blessed me. Because there were times
Amen.
And days, bro, and that he showed forth his love to me that I didn't even feel like that I deserved it. You know, and probably most of us that's listening have been in that place where we didn't feel like that we deserved God's love, you know, and everything.
Absolutely.
But he had mercy on me. He showed me his true nature on how to love someone and everything, and also how to forgive, you know,
mm-hmm.
with all the things that have been there. I'm just grateful, you know. I'm grateful to be in the land of the living. I'm grateful to do this this broadcast with you brothers. I'm grateful, man. Every opportunity that I listen to you guys speak of your zeal and your passion that you have for Christ, I'm grateful for that. That's nobody but God. Everything
Amen.
God does, he deals with a purpose. When this broadcast, when Christian Speak Talk Radio first got started, it was only meant to be a testimony. That's it. It was just me sharing how God helped me out through a period of time with the stroke and how he brought me. That's all it was. I didn't see nothing with it. I didn't really like doing it. I didn't feel like I know what I was doing. I was lost and all the things. But God began to send people, man. He began to show me different things on how to do it better and everything. And still do the best is yet to come. This ministry
Amen.
with birth. Out of pain, out of depression, out of anger, out of all kinds of emotion. But the top of one of them all is my love for him, the love that he has shown me over these many, many years. You know, first, like you, Cleophas, as you well know, man, there was a point in my life I had no intentions of going back into the church. I didn't want to see a church. I didn't want to be around a church. I didn't want to talk to church people. If I was, just before I was married, if I was dating someone and they was in the church, I was like, oh, nope, gotta go. Didn't want to do it, man. Didn't want to have anything to do with anybody in the church. But end up marrying somebody that was in the church. She was in the church at that period of time, but she got in the church and I fought her tooth and nail. I wanted to still do what I wanted to do. And then one day, a voice spoke to me and said, you know, you can't beat this. Why are you coming against her trying to do the right thing before God? You know, and I thought about it. I said, and a fear came into my heart. I said, I'm like, dude, you do not want to mess with God. You know, you don't want to mess with here, this young lady, here, this woman, dedicating her life to Christ. And I'm acting the fool. Oh, you go to church too much. Why you got to go to church all the time? You need to stay home. So I'm doing all of that and then some, man. And then one day it dawned on me, it's like, listen, I don't want to fight against this, you know? And I just said, okay, I gave in. And the rest is history. But God has been good, you know? He has been good to all of us. So I want to... Yeah, I'm going to let you guys talk in 1 minute, but I want to put a shout-out out there to all the brothers that might be going through a Lodabar moment. I think on Friday I spoke about the Lodabar experience, so you got to go back and listen to it if you can. But about the Lodabar experience, and that's a very desperate or desert place to be in, you know. and everything. No, I can't do it. Y'all got to go back and listen to it. But if you're going through any kind of experience, I'm telling you what God, if God did it for me, you know, in my desperate place, he'll do it for you. Okay. Joy of the Lord can be and will be your strength. Okay. You will become a testimony to many to be able to say, look what God did. He brought me out of the muck and the mire into a marvelous place. It is wonderful in our sight. You'll be able to say that. I'm telling you, whoever you are that's listening, don't give up. Hold on. You know, find a Bible-believing church that will love on you, that will disciple you, but more so that will show you Christ Jesus. Find that type of church, okay? All right, brothers, go ahead. I'm done.
I think you hit on several different things there, Brother Ray. A couple of scriptures came to mind. First one that came to mind was Psalm 27:13, where it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the living. Sometimes in our darkest moments, we think God has forgotten about us or that he's not with us, is where he shows himself the mightiest and strongest, you know. We've all had our dark moments. Everybody goes through a turmoil or time in their life where, you know, they just just want to give up. You've done everything that you know to do. You pulled every string, you tapped every resource, done all that you know to do. And at some point, it's just, you know, I got to lay this thing down at the feet of God and realize how much he truly loves me. And the scripture says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come. And I think sometimes people lose sight of that. They think that there's a certain number of people that's supposed to go to hell. No, the scripture is very clear. It's not God's will that any man should perish, that all should come to repent and know his son. You know, so that was the first one. And you were talking about how you were really pushing back from the church. You lost hope, and as a lot of us do. You know, we lose hope. We can't see the way, and we lose hope. And now here comes Satan to start to tell you you're worthless and useless. And, you know, look at all that you've done that failed. And where's your God at now? You know, and all these things. And now these things are starting to permeate on your mind, and you really start to think these things. And then I think about Saul in Acts chapter 9. You know, and I had to look this up to see what it meant, because I was like, okay, why did Jesus say this? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And I looked at, I really studied to look that up. What is this kick against the prick? Well, Jesus had a plan for Saul. God had a plan for Saul. He's not Paul yet. But God had a plan for him with all of the mess that he had done, all of the things that he had done to go against the kingdom of God in ignorance. God still had a plan and a use for him. And he told him right here, he said, it's hard to kick against. It's useless to fight against this thing. I'm coming after you, and I want you for my kingdom and for my glory. And sometimes we got to get blinded from the world, and we got to have that Damascus Road moment, you know. And so, I think that with myself, I'm sure with you, Brother Ray, and with your testimony, you know, we go through things like this, and it's not these things, and most things that we go through in life are self-inflicted.
Yeah,
didn't come from God. Most things that we go through in life are self-inflicted because of one, who you listen to. If you get your eyes off of the word, Proverbs 3:5 says it very clearly. It says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Well, how did I get in this mess? I was leaning to my own understanding. I wasn't trusting God. I felt like God wasn't moving fast enough, so I put my hand on to accelerate it. No. Trust in God. You wait for the man. And God's perfect will always, because he loves it, and he wants the very best for him. That's why he sent his son to take our sins and all of our transgressions and all of our iniquities on the cross at Calvary so that we could be free. The scripture says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And that's free from all the little petty things that may come up in our lives. So, you know, God truly loves us. And whenever God never stops loving us, never stops loving us, we stop believing that he loves us because we're not getting what we want as fast as we think we should get it or as fast as we want it. And that's not God's way. And that's, you know, what you just shared, Brother Ray, and your testimony. Yeah, that's how we overcome. The scripture right. says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And people need to hear our testimony. That's what this show is all about. It's about us. It's about us being real. About us being transparent and telling our stories, even in our pains, telling our stories because somebody else is going through what we've been through. They need to hear that they can come out on the other side and that it's, you know, that their ladder can be far greater than their. That's why I love doing this show. That's why I love fellowshipping with you guys in this setting because, you know, there's so much meat on the bone. There's so much meat to chew on. And there's so much that Brother Elson, so much Brother Tony can share. There's so much Brother Tyrone can share. There's so much Brother Ray can share. And when we start to share and we open up about our past experience, some of our dark days, that's when men get. Because God is not a respecter of persons. And if he did it for one, he's got to do it for all. And his word says, before one jot or tittle of my word failed, heaven and earth would have to pass away. Well, I haven't seen heaven and earth pass away, so God's word must be. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Boy, that dude over there preaching today, he's on fire. He's on fire. Don't call the fire department. Let him burn. Let him
to God be the glory, man.
Fire out. Don't put it out. Let it burn.
I'm pretty sure that when Brother Ray heard from God and got a vision of this particular broadcast, I don't know if I hit it dead on the head, but I'm almost certain that that's what we're supposed to do, man. We're supposed to be transparent. We're supposed to tell our story, you know, not just the good part of our story, but the dark and gloomy part of our story, you know, because you know, his scripture says he'll give you beauty for your ashes, man. And
amen.
I know. Amen. I mean, just speak for me.
Amen.
I was on fire. I was burning. And it wasn't because I was doing anything good. I was on my way to the devil's hell, man. And the word that had been taught to me from a young age, and Brother Ray, you know this, came back. And there's nothing better in my life than I have ever done. There's nothing better in my life than I have ever done than to say yes to God.
Yeah.
And step it up, as my Lord and Savior. There's nothing better than I've ever done.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. God is so faithful. He really is, Joe. I just, you know, Brother Elson, you got anything?
No, I know that the topic, I know somebody suggested God's love, and which was a great topic. But it seemed like to me y'all were already doing it. Y'all were expressing how much God loves you and how much,
right.
you know, with the testimonies and things of that nature. And I am into tapping to that. I was talking to a friend of my coworker who recently lost her father, and she was saying how, you know, she just the grief that she was going through, and she didn't have a relationship with her father. You know, it was an absent father, and just feeling all the regrets, not from her, but the things that she wish she could have done, you know, and just kind of the blaming herself, all that. And then just able to share with her, because everything I suggested her to do, she snapped back at me. She was like, when he got sick and he was in the hospital, she told me, she said he had a stroke, you know, he's in the hospital. And I said, you need to go see him. I said, please go see him. And she just really, she just tore into me. You don't understand, And I said, okay. I said, all right. And I just left it alone. And she ended up going to see him.
Did we lose Brother Elson?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I agree. I think it was Blog Talk again, but we may have lost him. Yeah, no problem. So, Elson, if you can hear us, just call back in, okay? Amen. 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 But the I hope he's still not talking. I think he's over. He must have sent him a text.
Yeah, probably should.
So like
he probably wonder why we ain't saying nothing.
I know, right? You know, yeah.
Technology.
So let him go ahead and do it. And, no, that won't be right. I'm sorry. God forgive me. That's a Dallas Cowboy coming out. Yeah, it is. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. I can hear him now. Y'all got me talking like this. Nobody even touch me to say. Can't hear you, nothing like that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Let me make sure I got to send him a message. But again, we got while we went for break, brother, after to come back. Okay, he just dropped out of the studio, so he got the message.
That ain't right.
I didn't do anything. I just took a message said that we
you
lost
put the
him.
Brother on mute.
I didn't put him on mute, but knowing him, that's what probably he's gonna say. You know, he'll probably say that I put him on mute, man. You know?
Yeah.
He'll probably say you put him on mute. You know, stuff like that. I said, no, I wouldn't do that, man. You're talking about the goodness of the Lord. I can't do that to you. You know, maybe if you're talking about football, I said, mic check. Maybe you're talking about those ugly Redskins or something. I mean, you're saying some mic check. 1, 2.
Anybody there, I can't hear you.
I know, right? I can't hear you. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why we lost him, but anyway. But we're talking about, you know, for those that are listening, we're on with Christian Speak Talk Radio. This is the broadcast, our three real-life real men real talk. I'm Ray, Brother Cleopas is with me, and Brother Elston should be back. Brother Tony is not with us today. Brother Tyrone, I'm not sure about. I texted him. I did text him. I put him out there too. I sent him a message. So, but anyway, God is good. We're talking about the love of God, and we're just sharing our different testimonies. and everything. And I think Brother Alston is back with us.
I don't know what happened. That's the second time it's happened. I don't know what.
That's I don't know. Hey, Brother Alston, I don't know, man. I think Brother Ray, you know, he's a lone Cowboy fan on this show tonight. I think he hit that button, man.
I know, right? Maybe because it's started. Season started. You know what season I'm talking about.
No, I didn't do that.
The season of doubt and unbelief.
Yeah. Man. You was
wrong,
man, and then all of a sudden you wasn't
there. No. We were cracking on you, man. I gotta tell you, we were cracking. I said, Brother Esther probably still talking and can't nobody hear.
I was right about that. Then I saw you text. Hey, why is Ray texting me? I'm talking. You said we lost. Oh Lord, have mercy.
I had to give the brother some. I had to give him some encouragement, man. I said, come on, man. Yeah, you know he probably still talking. Text that brother and let him know.
Oh, you weren't going to text him.
I was going to text him. I said the exact word. I guess I need to text him, let him know that we can't hear him. That was about exactly. So I sent the text. And that's
yeah, you did.
Individual.
You was forced to.
No. I would have sent you a text, man.
I'm just messing with you.
I would have sent you a text. But I know you would. You know, so, hey, look, Cleo, look, man, we probably missed the best part of all what he was saying.
I know, right?
he talking about you preaching. If I was him, they preaching. I'm just playing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. So, man, you want a good...
Do y'all know where... You remember where I left off? You know, where I got cut off?
I believe it was when you said that you had encouraged this person to go see him.
Okay, that's right. So I told her to go see your father, and, of course, she snapped at me, and she was upset because, you know, you don't know, da-da-da, you don't know the gist of it, da-da-da-da-da. And so I just said, okay, cool. I won't bring it up again. So she did go see him. It was my coworker. She did go see him, and she had some time to spend with him. And then two weeks later, he died. But so she was happy that she went to go see him, but she was still feeling some kind of way. She's still grieving. Not because he's gone, but because she didn't have that relationship with him. And she said she just missed out on her father's love. And I said, actually, you didn't. You didn't, because there's a perfect love that God has for you that's unconditional. And I said, you know, all you had to do is just receive his love. And one thing about it is that he will send people in your path to love you unconditionally. I mean, and I'm not talking about, you know, a relationship, you know, with another, with the opposite sex, but I'm talking about, you know, people, friends, you know, family, whoever, that will love you unconditionally. And I said, and that's what he does, unconditional love, without judgment, without anything in return, without looking for any gain or at all. I said, that's the love of God, and that's what you want. I said, that's what you want, you know, from people who come in your life, and God will give you that, but you got to be in a position to receive it, and that stop using your father's relationship, whatever it was or was not, to hinder you from moving on in life. And so very touchy subject, so I had to be very gentle how to talk to her, because, I mean, I don't know. I haven't experienced that. So I don't know. My dad's always been in my life, so I don't know. So, you know, when I get in those situations to minister to somebody, I'm very careful how I do it, because I don't understand. I don't understand. But what I can do is share with them the love of Christ, the love of God, and let them know that there is someone who loves you unconditionally, and he's right there with you the whole step, and he's proud to call you his own. And so, she appreciated that. I don't know, you know, if she how much she has internalized it. She said that was really, you know, helpful, but I don't know, be honest with you, she was saying that just to shut me up. Who knows? Who knows? But yeah, so, but yeah, this love of God, I think if people understand, if they truly understand, and I shared this with my congregation a few months ago, if they truly understand or understood how much God loves them and how well they love, then they will avoid a lot of problems and situations they find themselves in.
Right.
Then they will be in a position to actually be able to love themselves purely and wholly. When I say holy, wholly, purely and wholly, they can sincerely love themselves because they understand that they love by this powerful God, that this God who's created heavens and the earth, that they are truly loved by Him, and so they can love themselves and even speak it to her. I was like, you got to understand that when God created, you know, man, He said it is good. I said, so here you are, you have this Creator creating this masterpiece, this work of art. I said, you got to understand that the way He had formed you, that there's nothing wrong. That's how He made you to be. You know, whether you have a big nose, small nose, you know, bright eyes, you know, small eyes, big lips, small lips, whatever the case might be. I said, He made you as a masterpiece. He just took His time to make you. And because He did that, He was like, wow, this is good. He's good. So you're talking about a God saying that you are good when He created you. And you understand that, okay, you are a masterpiece. Each of us are a masterpiece. We are created differently. We have our own fingerprint. I mean, He took time out to make sure we have our own fingerprint. I mean, what type of God does that but the Most High God? And so if He takes time to do that, that means He loves you. He cares for you. And if you understand that, if you truly, 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 truly understand how much you are loved by Him, this world will be totally different. Because once you get the position that you know you're well loved, then you can love yourself. And because you love yourself, you can freely, purely, and wholly love your neighbor. As Jesus told us, you know, people forget themselves and just try to love somebody else. It's hard for them to love themselves because they're not loving them. It's hard for them to love others because they're not loving themselves.
Amen.
It's hard. If you're not loving yourself, you can't. It's hard for you to purely. You can say, "Oh, I love you," but do you really love them? Because if you love them the way you love yourself or the way you treat yourself, whatever, then that's not really loving them because you're giving them less of how you're treating yourself. That's why Jesus said, love your neighbors as you love yourself. And we forget that part. In other words, Jesus is saying, love yourself first. You know, love God Amen. With all your heart. Love yourself. If you love yourself, you can love your neighbors.
Amen.
Period. Mm-hmm. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to piggyback on that a little bit, I think, you know, when I was a youngster coming up, you know, my grandmother used to say it this way, and I didn't understand it then. It wasn't until I was an adult that I understood what she was saying. She just would say, charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. And I used to think that, you know, she was talking about people giving you stuff because of charity. I didn't know that she was, you know, quoting scripture to me or giving me Bible principles. But what she was really telling me was that before I can outwardly love anybody the correct way, I must love myself. Because if I love myself, then there's certain things that I'm not going to accept or allow to come into my life. If I know my worth, if I know my value, and I love me, then I'm just not going to go for any old thing or for any old person.
Right.
You know, so
right.
I think that's truly where our love has to start. Is, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, God's working on me. I'm still a project. I'm still, you know, God's still working on me. Well, I might shock some folks, but God ain't working on you. The scripture said on the when he was done all his work on the sixth day, he took his rest.
Right.
He rested. God has done everything that he is ever going to do. We are free moral agents, meaning we have our own will, and some of us have our own agenda. And that's why we want our will to line up with God's will. And when my will lines up with God's will, then now, even though I'm an imperfect being, there's nothing perfect about me at all outside of the creator creating. But when I die to myself and I set myself to be in God's will, being in God's will now allows me to walk perfectly in areas of my life, not because I'm doing it, because I'm setting myself to be under the will of God. I'm listening to God. I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. I'm being guided by God. When I'm asking God, may I do this? He's telling me, and I hold on, son. And I hold on. Now I'm in his will. The moment I step outside of his will, it now becomes my will. And so, you know, it's important, you know, and be careful who you're listening to. You know, the scripture tells us to guard our eye gate, guard our ear gate, guard our heart.
Right.
Well, you know, I can't just listen to any old body. You know, if Elston's congregation that is sitting under him, they're there because God set them there. They didn't just show up. They're there because God set them. So as a pastor, when you have partners or members that are set there in your congregation, now the words that you are speaking, that you're getting from God speaking to the congregation, becomes their life. And either they're listening to what they're hearing from you through God through you, or they're not. And so that's how people get so messed up, man. And that's, you know, then we don't have a relationship. So if I don't have a relationship with God, and I'm not talking about a Sunday relationship, I'm talking about an everyday relationship. Well, I'm talking to him, and he's talking to me. I'm listening to him through his word. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says this: "For I know the thoughts." This is the prophet Jeremiah speaking about. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So God's thoughts of us are so much higher than our thoughts of ourselves. We're putting ourselves down, and God's saying, "No, baby, no, son. I created you better than that. I created you in my image and in my likeness." And so we are more... Sometimes as people, we're more acquainted with the flesh than we are with the spirit. And if I get more acquainted with the spirit of God, my spirit starts to line up with his spirit. Now I can have the life that I desire to have because I'm submitting myself to his will, because he loves me. The scripture said there's no good thing that he will withhold from you, those who love him.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
My brothers, this has been a great conversation with you, brothers, man. I really have enjoyed every moment, every second of it. Amen. We're almost out of time, so Brother Cleo has pretty much closed us out and everything.
Amen.
But,
I just want y'all to know one thing. You know what? I'm not out of message. I'm out of time.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah, praise God. We enjoy
man,
that,
I love
man.
You brothers, man.
Love
I
you
do.
Too, man. You know, we enjoy these brothers here, man. They need, and I like the idea that about being transparent, you know, and being able to share and the gospel, break bread together, because that's basically what we're doing. You know, we're breaking bread. We want to be able to, for those that are listening, the brothers come on every second Sunday of the month. So I want to encourage you to invite someone else in and hear what these brothers are talking about. You know, it's good conversation. We have a range of different topics and everything. So do that for me. Invite someone else in to listen in, or even if you want to just, you have a, because you can make comments and everything like that. So just let me know. Just send me an email or just join in with us. But again, you've been listening to R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, the brothers that we have today. I'm Ray, and Brother Austin is with me, and Brother Cleopas. I'm going to have a long conversation with Brother Tyrone or what happened. Yeah, but anyway, because yeah, he's a fellow Cowboy fan, so we got to stick together. But anyway, because I don't want to get Austin started.
Right. No, you brought it up. I wasn't going to say nothing, but you brought it up.
Actually,
that's
Cleopas
that's
brought it up.
Point two, they don't show up.
All right. But actually, your co-partner over there brought it up. I won't talk about no football. But anyway, hey, brothers, thanks again for everything. Brother Cleopas, go ahead and close this out, bro.
Yes, sir. Okay. Eternal God, I thank you for this day of fellowship and around your word, Father. I thank you for Brother Elston, Brother Ray, Brother Tyrone, and Brother Tony. I thank you for this means of getting the gospel out to men, those that are hurting, Father. There's some that are hurting, Father. We intercede on their behalf right now. Father, I thank you that no weapons formed against them shall prosper. I thank you that every evil assignment, every plot, every scheme, every demonic attack that the enemy has devised against them, Father, I do render it powerless, null and void, and I curse it right to the root which it came. And Father, I thank you that in the days to come and in the months to come and in the years to come, as we continue to facilitate the vision that you've given to Brother Ray, Father, that we will lay ourselves out, Father, that we will be open and forthcoming, Father, about some of our challenges and failures in life, Father, that or lessons in life, Father, that we've had to help others, Father. Because truly, our lives are not our own. We're here for your purpose and for your glory. And our testimonies should be given, Father, that others may overcome. Now, Father, I thank you for my cousin Neil Malone, who's in the hospital, Father.
Yes,
I thank you that all is well with him, Father. I thank you that while we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen, the things that are seen are temporary, and the things that are unseen are eternal. And I thank you for the manifestation of healing in his body right now. I thank you for the manifestation of healing in all that are sick and ill, Father. Those that are in hospitals all over this land, Father. Those that are dealing with COVID and cancer, HIV, and heart disease, and kidney disease, everything that is known. But I thank you that you've given Jesus a name that is above every name.
Yeah.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. Every tongue shall come. Jesus. So, Daddy, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, everyone, you've been listening to Wood Christian Speak Talk Radio. This has been R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Join us next month on the second Sunday, man. Come and join us, and we would love to have you, and let's just talk. That's all we want to do. Real men just talking. God bless you. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. God bless you all, man.
Man, thank you guys, man.
Thank you.
Look forward to next month.
That's right. Go Cowboys. That's just...
Oh, Lord. All right.
Yeah, see you.
we're gonna push that button and cut you off right now.
Right, there you go.
That was funny.
All right, brothers. Good night.
All right, later. Good night.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
Thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Just want to remind you that His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray and Friends is every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Pastor Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElrain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Antonio Mitchell, Tyrone Rose, Cleophas Malone, and Elster Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call number, okay? Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry is a new ministry with the host of Pastor Ray Rose and Pastor Maggie Wilson. It's every third Friday at 7 p.m. I do also want to encourage you to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about the different hosts and about the different shows. Please continue to like us at on our Facebook and Instagram pages of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And also, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by sending an email to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, or you can send us a message to any of the social media sites. Thank you again for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.